you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which Vince is just over.
Vince also did.
Just rolls into the room.
E equals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, to the Vince McMahon Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. Extra explicit.
A little too raw.
Yeah.
Dude.
To SmackDown and Raw, yeah. 2-in-1.
That's probably where I got the names from.
Hey, before we talk about Vince McMahon, I do want to preface this with, I'm going to call it WWF because I'm getting tired of having to switch to WWE. So if you guys don't know the history behind that, apparently there's something called something wildlife.
The World Wildlife Foundation.
Which is somewhere. Bullshit. Nobody fucking cares, all right?
It's got a panda as their logo.
And fuck them, all right? They ruined my childhood. So basically, they sued the WWF, the WWE now.
Yeah, World Wrestling Federation, what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting. I just thought that because there's two separate entities that it would be fine. I loved the WWF.
Oh, yeah.
That was our shit. It wasn't like, you know, I think people now kind of equate it to hillbilly, like white people shit, yeah. Right? No, the WWF was for everyone. I slammed so many people through tables at church because we had the tables.
Yeah.
So at church, if you guys haven't been to a Korean church, but like every Sundays, everybody would set up the tables together, right?
Yeah.
And so we had those WWF tables. And so we would set them up. And then if there was one that was a little busted or rickety, we would fucking powerbomb bitches through it. Blow, blow. I loved it. My favorite memory when I was a kid, my cousin, skinny, scrawny as fuck. I was fat as fuck. At the time, he came on when we were a little bit older, it was Kurt Angle, former Olympic. Right. Gold medalist.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he had the angle, Kurt Angle slam, which I thought was the fucking coolest, right? You basically firearm carry them over and you twist and you fucking slam them. So I did this to him twice, right? So the first time I did it, it was great. It was fine. And then, you know, we're broke as shit, so we didn't actually have bed frames. We just had the metal ones that came with the box spring and the mattress.
Right, yeah.
Problem with those things are cheap as shit. So I Kurt Angle slammed this fool, and it bent my fucking bed in half. Right? My dad got so fucking mad. He beat the living shit out of me. Then he tag teamed my mom. She did the fucking people's elbow.
I think everybody definitely went through that phase of, you know, practicing the finishing moves on, you know, your friend or like your little brother, siblings. your cousin. I definitely did it. The pedigree.
Pedigree. Yeah,
that pedigree was my favorite finisher because that shit was just epic, you know? Yeah. And wow. Then boom. And then you would try to, like, you know, do it in a way where they don't get hurt, but obviously you're not a professional.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
They would always say, don't do this at home.
Yeah.
And you go, fuck, we're doing this at home.
No, like me and like some of the homies that were super into it when we were young, we would like kind of play it out at school too. Like, for example, you know, we would like just jump a guy in the hallway. Not for reals, but yeah. You know those scenes where, like, they're walking in the hallway and then they like come out of nowhere.
The locker room jam.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like that. And then so we kind of like fake hit each other, but like go through the actual motions of, like, you know, it's actually happening. And then people would be like, oh shit, like these guys are jumping.
You do the choke slams in the swimming pool.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
dude, that's
you throw
right.
People in the pool that
that's
way.
That's right. Rock bottom in the swimming pool.
Dog, I fucking.
That actually hurt though.
That bed that bent in half, my dad was so mad. He made me sleep in it for like 2 months.
Oh wow.
So I was just
sleeping like a V. Yeah.
Like 2 months. We practiced these moves on our little sister and it broke my bed frame.
Sister? Oh my.
My parents didn't get me a new bed. I just slept like that.
I just had to sleep like a fucking V for the longest fucking time, dude. It started fucking up my back.
Yeah.
And then they got me like another metal frame, which was just free from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're poor. We couldn't afford anything else. And then the last time I started doing this stuff is same cousin. We were practicing power bombing. Obviously, practicing, he couldn't lift me up because I was fat.
Dude, power bomb, that takes a lot of strength, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he was skinny, though, like I said. He was skinny.
Oh, you did it to him. Yeah. He's like, hey, let's try out power bombs. You go first. You can't do it? All right, my turn.
What I meant practice was that he was the one just getting slapped.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I lifted him up.
Yeah.
And then I powerbombed him onto our couch, right?
Oh, man.
And it was fucking fun. It was fun for him too, fun for me. I was like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
But this time, I fucking lifted him too fast, and it made me take a step, three steps back.
Oh, shit.
And I powerbombed him into the floor.
Oh, my God.
And all I heard was, boom.
Yeah. Oh, man.
As the last time.
Yeah.
I did fucking WWE moves in the house because I thought I fucking killed him, dude.
Yeah, dude. Powerbomb onto the fucking floor.
That shit was the best, though, dude. I love that shit.
Well, I mean, but let's talk a little bit about that WWF era because people might kind of not be aware of it. I mean, especially if they're like, you know, in their teens right now, they might not know about Ultimate Warrior. They might not know about Ted DiBiase, the $1 Million Man. They might not know about, you know, Shawn Michaels, Heartbreak Kid, Bret Owens, the, you know, Hitman. Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
Owen Hart was his brother. Yeah.
So that whole, like, that the other thing too was, like, in before the 80s, like, wrestling was a territorial thing.
Right.
In every part of the U.S., continental U.S. So the rule was, not rule, it was just like a
unspoken agreement.
Yeah. They don't mess with each other's businesses.
And that was under Vince McMahon Sr.'s helm.
Senior, yeah. But once he passes on, and the Vince McMahon we all know now, he doesn't call himself Junior, he went full on shark mode and took the whole game over, monopolized it.
Yeah.
Right? And so through business practices, like, everybody out there, even Dana White will say Vince McMahon is, like, as a businessman,
a killer.
The killer. Yeah. So and then you'll see, like, through the years, other stories like people have of him, like, he has this control thing where he has to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's talked to him and then Vince McMahon sneezed, he like got so upset at himself. He was like, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
I should have had more control.
I should not have to endure this.
Looked into the mirror. He was like, you are fired.
Like, seriously, like, he can't even like sneeze without willingly wanting to do it.
What the fuck? That's a weird mental thing that he has then.
Well, you know, we're going to obviously get into like the meats of Vince McMahon too, but also like just kind of shedding light a little bit on his childhood. He alluded to the fact that he was sexually abused when he was younger. Now, did that turn him out, make him turn out to be a fucked up individual? I don't know. It doesn't excuse his current behavior,
yeah.
But it, you know, there is a little bit of kind of a fucked up shit that happened during his childhood. I think his physical and sexual abuse is what he alluded to.
I mean, that's interesting that he has an issue with control, because there's so many stories about, like, the WWF was so chaotic. Like, nothing ever went according to plan. Yeah.
No, but that was the thing. That was the illusion. Like, he was, he scripted it all the time.
No, but I'm saying, like, you hear all the stories.
Yeah.
Everything went wrong all the time.
Always
had to think on the fly.
Yeah.
Like, the WWF was pure chaos. Like, you keep hearing stories from John Cena, The Rock, all, even like Dave Bautista. He goes, oh, you know this right here?
Yeah.
I fucking tore my quad.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
this
yeah.
happened. And then Vince McMahon had to come through. Like, there was a famous story that where Vince McMahon tore both his quads.
That shit was, running
in to be part of the show. And then, like, when he got in the fucking
he tore
ring.
One quad.
Tore both.
He tore one quad initially. Uh-huh. He tried to get up and he tore the other one. It wasn't at the same time.
So he's sitting there and he's trying to do his lines. And then the other cast members are like, what the fuck?
Well, apparently he ran in. That wasn't scripted either.
Right.
He ran in because something happened between them that fucked up.
Right.
So he
right.
had to go in to do, like, basically an intermission to kind of tell them what to do next.
Yeah, yeah.
So they could restart the script. So that was him trying to save the fucking day. And I didn't know your legs could explode. Legs exploded, dude. Yeah. I wonder how he felt when Booker T watched. We coming for you. This motherfucker hid behind. He was like, I lost my job.
That was so funny. Hulk Hogan.
That was my favorite moment of all time. I've never seen somebody so afraid that they're going to lose their job like that.
Dude.
I think that was when he was in WCW.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was another thing. When the 90s came, WCW became a big thing and was their main competition.
Right.
And by that time, it was something called the Attitude Era, where WWE went TVMA for mature. Why? Because everyone who grew up watching wrestling, we're older now.
Yeah.
And wrestling for us, yeah, it was like kid content.
Yeah.
Right? So there was the story with Jake the Snake Roberts when he brought the snake out and he got people bit and stuff. That was like, oh my gosh, it's like so real. But to kids, right?
Yeah.
But as we got older, it was like that whole notion of, oh, wrestling's fake came on. And they were like, okay, so how do we retain our audience?
Take it to the next level.
What was the moment for you guys when you realized how fake wrestling was? Because I remember as a kid arguing with people that it was real, that everything was fucking real. I actually know the moment I realized it was fake.
I don't know if I had a singular moment where I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been like some fake punches, but there was also a moment, I think, I remember someone was like, oh, on the ground, and then he pulled something out and then did like this. He started bleeding.
So mine was that too. It was Rikishi.
Uh-huh.
Rikishi fell up. If you guys don't know who Rikishi is, big old Hawaiian dude.
Yeah.
Big old cake, cellulite all over the place. His finishing move was basically having somebody fucking eat his ass. It was fucking disgusting. And if you listen to the accounts of other WWF wrestlers, like Kurt Angle, he goes, I fucking hated it.
He goes, I hated
when I have to go against it, because he knew what would happen. Yeah. And then, you know, for him before the fight, he's just like, oh, sorry, brother. But he I'm not sure if he was Hawaiian or if he was Samoan, either or. It's a Polynesian, right?
Yeah.
So he falls over and he goes under the ring, right? And then I see the razor comes out and then he's bleeding. And I'm like, I remember as a kid, I was like, this shit is fake as fuck. I was so upset because I remember arguing with like older people that it was real.
Yeah.
And then I felt so stupid. I felt betrayed. And I think after that, that's when I stopped watching as much. It started like curtailing.
Well, in 93, the UFC comes out.
Yep.
And that was their whole thing. Like, this shit is real.
Right.
And then you're like,
Well, I mean, but look, you know, even though I knew it was fake early on, I watched it for entertainment.
Oh,
like, I knew it was scripted. I knew, like, shit was going to get crazy. I mean, like, come on. Stone Cold fucking, like, T-boning Vince's car and shit. Like, dude, he would be dead in an instant the way it showed.
Real. I was so young.
But no, it was so entertaining.
There was a lot of feigned in ignorance on my part. Like, even have you seen that video of that old dude? Like, he's there's a Q&A with some other wrestler, and he's just like, I just want to say that you have changed my life, and then he's like, and when people say it's not real, It's real to me, damn it. Oh, like, you know, it's like, yeah, you want to feign ignorance because this is like something you enjoy, yeah, right? And yeah, so for me too, like after a while, like by the time I was in middle school, high school, it's like I had to hide the fact that I watched it.
No, I didn't care. I mean, I watched it pretty hardcore till like I would say mid high school.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, some of my fondest memories is watching with my halmoni. She fucking loved really? Watching WWE, WC. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was wrestling, wrestling. Sometimes the luchador stuff from Mexico would yeah. be on an LA TV, and yeah. that was even way that was, more hardcore.
That was different, dude. Yeah. That shit yeah. was acrobatic as fuck.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you like, lost, they would yeah. shave
it's your like,
head.
It's like basically like, 20 Rey Mysterio yeah. the whole time. Basically, you know?
Dude. Yeah. Shout outs to my grandma. Her favorite show, Cops. She, you know what she would call the show? She would call it Bad Boys.
Okay. Yeah, because okay. yeah, the song. Yeah.
Bad Boy Turba. Yeah. Bad Boy. And she used to love watching people get arrested. That shit like turned her on or something.
Oh, wow. Justice.
Like, I love a justice forever. But anyway, let's talk about Vince McMahon and sex trafficking. This is probably, okay. Now, we've already known the past 3 years, we've heard so much stuff come out, you know, dark Hollywood shit, right? I mean, we could even start with the Epstein, the whole Epstein Island thing, right?
Yeah. Well, Harvey Weinstein. Let's start, you know, yeah. from there.
Well, let's start with, like, the Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Right?
Which is so interesting, which, you know, I kind of don't understand, like, the human psyche when it comes to this type of stuff, right? Not so much in the sense of what they were doing about the audience. Like, the audience knows about this stuff that happens in Hollywood, and then they just don't care about it anymore.
Yeah.
They kind of just go, oh, that happened? That's crazy. And they move on, and they yeah. still do whatever the fuck that they're doing.
It's like, a symptom of the times, too, just because, like, you know, with technology, with your phones, you're just constantly bombarded with new information, new thing that's going to grab your attention, or new thing you should be outraged about, excited about, sad about. And then it's like you said, oh, man, that happened? Okay, scroll. And then you're on to the next shit.
How the
right?
fuck... So was Stephen Hawking, he was legit on that list?
Yep.
I thought that was a hoax.
On that island, and he was there having, you know, sex parties with little people. Yeah? And they would set up like a chalkboard for him.
Oh,
and
my
naked
God.
Little pe- he would yes. have naked yes. little people yes. do like equations.
Get the fu- is, how is this? Wait, how do people know this?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
bitch, do that equation.
Yes.
Solve for Y.
That is so specific. That's like a very specific kink.
I think it was like because of an email Epstein put out saying, hey, this is what he wants.
I mean, but the thing is, it's
wild.
Oh my God.
It's like people are weird to begin with. And when you're given the option to just be completely unchained and let your wildest fucking fantasies and dreams just play out in front of you, this is the kind of shit you're going to hear, right?
But like, what the fuck? So he had little people do math equations naked?
Yeah.
And he would just, what, watch them?
I guess.
I think in the email someone was like, yeah, it still works. So, like...
What the fuck is going on?
Like, I don't know if he could get a boner, but he's like, he could feel it or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, look, man. People are into some weird shit that gets them off. Some people are into fucking bleeding. Some people are into shitting. Which Vince also did.
Just rolled into the room.
E equals.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes, yes. What?
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, without kink shaming, we want to say, look, you got to find a partner who will consent.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't, find somebody else.
Yeah.
Instead, they play this fucking power trip. And to them, it's like the satisfaction comes from getting it from someone who doesn't want it.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we can kind of correlate it to what we had talked about with the brothel with the whole K-pop scandal and the actors.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an exclusive club where the rich and famous, or you don't even have to be famous. You could just be rich, right? Has access to whatever they want without worrying. Well, it's supposed to be anyway. It's supposed to be a safe haven where they don't have to worry about public criticism or paparazzi, and they could basically do whatever the fuck they want, which is why they go to places like that or you know, befriend people like Jeffrey Epstein, because they give them access to that. They're like, yeah, I got my rocks that I need to get off, and this guy's letting me do that, or this establishment is.
I wonder if anybody that was like in those email threads or chains, they just had normal requests. Like, what if they went to the island and they just read this email and it was just I want three women there that's going to listen to my feelings.
I don't think that's what that island was for, man.
Dude, I just wanted some pineapple slices. Yeah. What is going on here?
Like, can I just have beef water and like beef jerky and water?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing on this island?
Look, I'm sure there were times when the island wasn't only used for, you know, sexual deviant behavior.
Yeah, they would have a lot of just rich people secluded parties.
Yeah, like the soirees and shit.
Because my question is too about that, right? Is that, what about, like, is everybody getting flamed for it? What about staff, right? Because that place was staffed the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, maids, cleaning people, cooks.
Yeah.
Fucking janitorial services. Are they all getting flamed too?
I mean, they've been questioned. You know, they've been questioned about it. And some of them do speak out if you look at, like, documentaries and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's be honest, man. People don't care about the staff. They care about the big names, right?
Yeah. Because if they're just there doing that, are they getting flamed too? It's like, what, they were just there working.
Well, I think some of the staff alludes to the fact that, like, they thought something was kind of off, but they didn't know.
Yeah.
It was just like, that's none of my business type shit.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, I'm getting paid to do a job.
And I'm pretty sure they told them,
yeah,
hey, you're not allowed to say shit if you do your...
I mean, apparently Jeffrey Epstein wasn't like Vince going around, hey, look at this. Look at it. Does that turn you on? You like that?
Yeah, like Vince would go into a room full of the TV people, crew, right? Just slobs, and like show them pictures and like, hey, she'll fuck all of you at once.
But let's start from the Vince McMahon thing from the beginning.
Okay. Let me read... some parts from the lawsuit, what is alleging that Vince had done. So, a former WWE staffer has accused the company's founder, Vince McMahon, of sexual assault, trafficking, and physical abuse in a lawsuit filed Thursday. Well, I mean, this was before, but yeah, the new disturbing allegations from Janelle Grant, who worked at WWE's headquarters, come more than a year after the conclusion of a WWE-appointed special committee investigation into McMahon's alleged misconduct while serving as chairman and CEO of the company. And then it goes, in the lawsuit filed in Connecticut District Court, Grant alleged that McMahon promised a job and later promotions at WWE in exchange for sex. Grant's lawsuit also includes allegations that McMahon trafficked her to other men inside and outside of the company, including John Laurinaitis, a former wrestler who worked with the company's talent relations department. And then there's a there's a quote in here that says, early in the encounter, McMahon immediately directed Miss Grant to lay down on her back in a supplicating position while straddling over her. McMahon defecated on Miss Grant's head. So yeah. this is one of
God.
Get yeah. the fuck yeah. out of here, dude.
Okay, so and then it goes on to say, while straddled and defecated on her head, McMahon left to shower off, but he instructed Miss Grant to remain in place with extra excrement in her hair and to continue performing for his friend.
Oh.
So he wouldn't even let her
dog
wipe it off.
Even if somebody God. Out there is like, I need proof for this, right? That is so specific. It's kind of hard not to believe at that point, dude.
It's so, like, why would you, how could you make that up?
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that there's another person that she's supposed to quote-unquote service with shit on her. And the fact that this dude has no problem with it.
Do people even know how bad human shit smells?
Dude, it's fucking horrible. Well, and this other dude ended up being identified as Vince's physical therapist. So it wasn't just some rando.
It's wow, like, Vince McMahon is such a caring guy.
Yeah, he hooked up his care of my people.
Yeah.
I mean, so the dude had to
watch Vince take a shit on her head.
And then she sucked him off or some shit. While
Vince went to go clean off, he said, no, you stay there.
And he had sex with her with shit.
Or whatever,
shit
yeah.
in her hair.
Yeah.
How do you have a boner, dude?
That's what I'm saying. People get off on the weirdest shit. I mean, that's a whole fucking category, like scat. People get off on that shit. Bro, I remember the first time I learned about it was in high school. Somebody was like, hey, you ever check out scatbabes.com? And I was like, what's that?
It's just a bunch of people doing jazz.
And then so I went to Scat Babes. Bro, I was fucking horrified. I was like, how the fuck is this a thing?
I went my whole life without watching Two Girls, One Cup.
Hey, ditto. High five.
I can't do it. Actually, everybody has tried to get me to watch it, send me stupid fucking links.
Yeah.
I can't watch that.
Yeah. No. By the time I found out about it, I already knew what it was, and I'm like, I don't need to revisit that. Yeah.
Like, someone already told me what it was, so I'm like, why?
Yeah, why would I want to watch that? I've already seen scatbabes.com.
No,
I'm not WWF before WWE,
dude. I've already seen it all.
Oh my God. But yeah, so she was promised a job in exchange for sex. Well, even before that, she just lived in his building, and her parents had passed away, and I guess she was struggling financially. Vince, I guess, kind of like took her under his wing and said...
Under his ass.
Eventually.
Like, he groomed her.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much
How
groomed
old was
her.
She at the time?
I don't know. I think she was in her 20s, probably.
Okay.
Grooming is grooming. It doesn't have to necessarily be an underage child, but
his
intentions were clearly to turn her into a sex slave.
So initially, it was like a sexual relationship between them two, and then it became like group sex, and then it became trafficking, and then it became getting shit on the head. like
every step of the way, she was hesitant, didn't want to do it.
It just progressed more and more, and it just shows how much of a depraved individual Vince McMahon really is. But I think it also says a lot when a lot of the public's reaction was, we're not surprised. Not that surprising. Yeah, it's foul, but given his past,
How long has this been going on for?
I mean, so he's had other hush money cases that he paid off women for it to disappear. I think there were like four other cases for
God damn.
Yeah, in the past, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And then this one too, I mean, he did try to pay her off and have her sign an NDA, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like,
it doesn't work with the crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the part of it was like the reason why this came out was because he ended up not paying her.
Well, so he paid $1 million of the $3 million, I think, that he was supposed to, and then he stopped. And then she was like, okay, well, fuck that. Like, now I'm going to take it public.
Is he stupid? He has a gajillion dollars.
It's, well,
$3 mil is nothing to you, dude.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean,
power, control.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, I'm not going to let her fucking do this to me.
Yeah.
All four other women already did.
Yeah.
It's because his wife found out, and to end things like that, it was like, okay, here's the deal, $3 million, but NDA.
Right.
And then, out of spite, he just didn't pay her.
Yeah.
Like, just his ego, own man.
While his ego is that bad, it's like, dude, this is going to destroy your whole life, your reputation, your career, your company,
his legacy,
and simply just because I'm not going to let somebody do this to me, even though you did something wrong, which is the weirdest. Yeah,
he's the architect of the whole thing. Like, you know,
what's his moral stance on this? Is like, extortion is wrong. Like, you fucking sex trafficked a woman. The fuck are you talking about, you trash bag?
Yeah, so
I mean, I think this has been going on since the beginning, like from the 80s.
For the longest time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was, you know, he's done very questionable and shady things in the past that have obviously come to light even more, or people found out about even more now because of these recent allegations. But, you know, take Superfly Jimmy Snuka, for example, right? In the 80s, like, We know him, right? He was a wrestler that we enjoyed watching, but it turns out, I think back in the 80s, his girlfriend died suddenly, and he called the police saying that, oh, she hit her head and then went to back to their hotel room, and then she fell asleep, and then she apparently passed away in her sleep.
Right.
That was his story.
Yeah.
Now, he got booked under suspicion, right? Vince apparently came with the suitcase, talked with the cops for about an hour, and then all of a sudden, hey, you're free to go.
Wow.
Case goes cold. They say, oh yeah, it was an accident. It was just a freak accident type of situation. Coroner's report says, no, it's not consistent with what he's saying. It's not just the simple head bump. This is actually showing signs of assault, and it should be investigated as a homicide.
But he got away with it for like 30
years. 30 years. Yeah. And then he went to jail.
Is there like, there's no statute of limitations for murder?
Yeah, I don't think
so. I think it's just as far as it goes, you're fucked, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the same thing that happened with Tupac's killer, supposedly.
Right.
This guy was over here just going, I killed him. It was me. You know, for some fucking odd reason that I'll never understand.
You know, Vince, in his move to protect his moneymaker, paid off the cops, seemingly, and was able to, get him scot-free, let it make him go.
Did these cops get in trouble too? Well, they're probably retired by then.
They might even be dead at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's elderly now.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the shady shit goes back to like the steroid abuse that was coming out, and they were trying to hide that shit. The drug abuse, obviously, Chris Benoit, all that shit. It was just like they were fueling his mental illness by making him go out there every week when he should have been.
I mean, Chris Benoit's story was pretty tragic too. He killed his family, didn't he?
Killed his family.
Yeah.
And then he killed himself.
Yeah.
They were kind of equating that to him having CTE.
With the painkiller addiction and all that.
Yeah. But, you know, WWE kind of like swept that under the rug and just kind of more so glorified him to make it like, hey, let's remember.
Murderer.
Until it came out that he murdered his wife and kids.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, like, the other thing was they swept Owen Hart's death under the rug, and it was like they were liable for that. And then they tried the same thing, like glorify like his life and all that, but his wife behind the scenes were like, you killed him.
Yeah.
You know? So she won a lawsuit too. So it's like there's a paper trail of just shit behavior and shit business practices that go a long way. There was another guy who was an announcer, right? Long story short, it was a big competition to be the next WWE announcer. So all over America, and then this guy won, right? Out of all these candidates, and so he got a job at WWE, and in 2 weeks he was fired, right? And he came out saying that Pat Patterson came on to him, and he was a vice president at the time.
He came on to him?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Pat Patterson was openly gay.
Oh, was he? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
He was the first gay wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah. But he came on to this dude, mm-hmm. and then he was just like not having it. 2 weeks later, he's fired.
Wow.
And then Vince McMahon started defaming him and said he was a shit announcer and all that. And he's like, really? I won a competition amongst all the candidates and I get fired after.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, there were plenty of public feuds between, like, the talent and Vince. And, you know, they would always try to make it seem like, oh, yeah, they're just disgruntled ex-employees.
Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah, that exactly. Whole shit too, right, with Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I wonder, too. It's like, I wonder how this is going to work and reflect upon, like, The Rock, right? Because he's worked so close and hand-in-hand.
Yeah, and he's on the board of WWE right now, too.
Well, it just happened this week.
Yeah.
I think it was hand-in-hand with Vince having to get out, and they called The Rock, get on board. They needed to save the WWE image.
Yeah, so actually, that's a good point of bringing somebody like The Rock up, is that, like...
Such a clean image.
How much was known within... Mm-hmm. within the company?
Because there's no way you could be a part of that company and not know a little
something. If Vince is going around to just his, you know, regular employees and being like, you know, like,
every time we imitate him.
Well, that's what he is, a fucking creepy.
Yeah, you don't want to read back those texts in his voice.
No, but the thing is, even an unnamed wrestler was promised sex with, I think, Janelle Grant in exchange
to signing.
Yeah.
That was Brock Lesnar.
Was it Brock Lesnar? Was it confirmed that it's Brock Lesnar?
It was Brock Lesnar.
Okay, because I was seeing that it was allegedly Brock Lesnar, but I don't know if it got confirmed.
Yeah, so they were...
Yeah.
He was a UFC, and he was a free agent.
Yeah.
And then anybody, like, well, he could have done anything, literally, but then they wanted him bad enough that they, you know, set up this dinner with him and this girl, mm-hmm. and then Brock Lesnar got pissed drunk. And so they had a carry him back to his hotel room so it couldn't happen.
Oh, I see.
And so that's when Vince McMahon came in and be like, well, since Brock's not, like, he cosplayed as Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Jesus.
And just ragdolled her, like, beat the shit out of her.
Oh, my
goodness. Choked her out. Like, it even says he fisted her.
This girl that's in the lawsuit?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was going to use her to have sex with Brock Lesnar, that fucking bear?
Yeah, so it was in exchange for signing him. Like, it was a perk or a bonus to the contract, basically.
Oh, Brock Lesnar's in trouble too then, huh?
Well,
nothing happened because he got pissed.
Yeah, he
drunk.
He got drunk.
But even if he didn't, that was the intended thing that he was going to do. He was essentially going to sexually assault this woman.
Well, there was a quote that apparently was said of like, oh, that's all you, Vince. Like, if I run through that, you know, you're not going to be... It's not going to feel good for you anymore, type of shit. Like, he said something like that. Mm. So I think maybe
that's
was
him,
like,
trying to say, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, like, I'm cool, you know, thanks, but I'm good.
Because he doesn't want to piss off the boss. So he's just like, nah, I can't do that. Still, I mean, dude, this is like the weird part too, like, morality speaking, right? Like, if you know about stuff like this, right, and you still end up working for the company, what does that say about you, right? And this goes hand in hand with a lot of Hollywood people too, just in general, outside of the WWE, right? There's so many people who like to point their fingers at other stuff that's happening. And I will always use that David Cho thing going on, right? Mm. They knew about all that stuff. They still hired him. That goes on the whole people, the creators of Beef. It goes with Steven Yeun. It goes for all these guys, right? And look, these are people that Steven Yeun is an actor. I fucking love this guy, right? But you knew. So do these people get to walk away like, oh, Steven Yeun's this great guy? It's like, well, you knew about these quote-unquote allegations, which at the time, maybe you did or didn't know that it was true or a fake story.
Yeah.
And you still decided to work with him. So do you get to walk away scratch-free? Are you this person that gets to walk around as if you're this morally sound human being? I don't know. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I think in that situation, like...
When you're a monopoly,
you
control everything, and that's your only shot to, you know, pursue your dreams, but you have to go through this fucking hell to get it.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the problem. Like, same with, like, Amazon. we're all like upset about how they treat Amazon workers, but where else are we going to get our shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? But, that's what I'm saying. It's like, do we all just have like a little like blood on our hands? Like for everything that we do, even when we use our phones, it's fucking the whatever the minerals that's mined from the cell phones. Like, do we all just have to deal with this bullshit?
Yeah. Because if you look at it, we're probably guilty of it on some level too, of like, oh, you know, some so-and-so has an allegation or like, a, you know, something that somebody said about them, but we still enjoy their entertainment, whatever they're entertaining us with, right? Knowing that.
R. Kelly at the wedding type.
Yeah. Yeah. R. Kelly. I mean, I don't want to say Michael Jackson because it was...
Nothing was proven.
Yeah.
All right.
But...
Hey, all. It's David So. And if you want to listen to Genius Brain without ads, now you can. Just go to geniusbrain.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free. You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting my show too. That's geniusbrain.supercast.com. Thanks.
Yes, things like that. I mean, we even talked about this before about Kanye, right? There's so many people who still like fucking are glazers for Ye. Like, they will defend them no matter what. But you and I had talked about it, and I told you that I can't listen to Ye anymore. And to the point where I removed them from all my playlists. Like, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the music that he had put out. And, you know, it was a big part of, like, my youth. But it's like, it gets to a certain point where it's like, hey, man, enough is enough, bro. Like, and so I think it all depends on the individual. I mean, there was even a case in the past, like, when we were working on music, where an opportunity to get placements with certain artists was on the table. But, like, knowing what that artist had done, I'm not going to name the name, but made me like, nah, I don't even want to pursue that opportunity. Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I don't know if we're talking about the same person, but then, yeah, like, I know of a guy with allegations, and whatever I did was to stay away from that circle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have friends that are, like, in that circle.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. That's another thing where I'm conflicted, like, am I supposed to tell them because they're my friend, like, yo, these are the rumors, and start, like, saying these things that aren't proven, you know?
I mean, it's hard for me, right? Like, most people are not confrontational, right?
Yeah.
So I would say 99% of the world, from what I'm finding out, they're not confrontational because it's uncomfortable. It's understandable, right? It's easier to just ignore it than having to face something up front, right? And I'm saying that as well because, like, I didn't realize this until I started talking to most people, right? Because people look at me as a very confrontational human being.
Yeah.
But usually what I do is I just address things that are in front of me because it bothers me later.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes too, whether it's emails or interactions, like I know somebody who recently had like certain allegations about them and it wasn't me coming at them. I just taught them. It's like, so we're friends. So what happened here? And they explained.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a friend, I have a choice to believe it or not.
Right.
Right. And if it sounds sound, then as a friend, I'll be like, okay, sounds like it makes sense to me. That sucks. So I'll just leave it at that. But I have to at least do that. For my conscience anyways, you know what I mean? Because it's going to bother me all the fucking time. It's like I look at this person and that's what I see.
Yeah.
So it's hard, right? And I know, like, I'm not saying that I've done it all the time, but that's why I'm just kind of bringing up this question. It's like, how much do people know and how much do people get away with, right? Like, are you guilt-free because you were just an arm's reach away from him, even though you knew it was happening? But then again, I empathize too, because how hard is it for that person to come up and just start saying things about them when maybe they don't even actually know?
Yeah.
Right? It's like the Cosby thing. Maybe they didn't actually know, but they have an inkling. They heard a story. So right. do you have the right to come up and just be like, you did this, when you actually don't know? What if you're wrong?
Yeah.
So it's like, because you would hate for that to happen to you. So there's like all these thoughts that kind of go in your head.
Right. And it's, I think you kind of hit it on the head right there, is that like, if maybe they're aware of it, but not sure.
Yeah.
And so instead of just blasting away of something they're not sure about, they'll keep their mouth shut, just do whatever it is they're supposed to do and keep it pushing.
And then they get the you are compliant.
Right. But then when it comes out and that is true, then it's like, oh shit, I might be in trouble here.
You know what's
here.
Interesting too? Yeah. We talked about on an episode about the whole K-pop fandom thing.
Yeah. Right?
And I mentioned about this K-pop person that I met that was kind of what, him and that group, he's actually in jail.
Oh,
or,
is he?
For like sex trafficking or something. Okay. So it all kind of fucking made sense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Because I looked it up. I was like, what's this guy up to? I'm like, oh, he's in jail.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, there it is. It all fucking works out.
Gets. But look, man, I think, like I was saying earlier, we're all guilty of it on some level. It's just to like what extent, you know? Yeah. And it's like, where do you draw that line in the sand? And with the situation, guy like Vince McMahon, who fucking named his sex toys after the wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. Like, that he was, according to their race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Dude,
I mean, this one's like Mark Henry or something.
Yeah,
like
this scary. Dude has like a fucking nuts. Obsession with Blackhawks, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, what is wrong with
he
this?
He can't fucking... stop talking about BBC.
Yeah. That's why fucking Booker T got to keep his job. Wonder what he had to do.
No, but yeah, I mean... You know, a situation like that, this fucking horrible, depraved individual who's doing these things pretty openly, it seems like, how guilty are the people around them? Do you say they're enablers?
That's the thing. There must be a huge list of names.
Because they always say, too, the thing is like, oh, you are complicit. You are complicit. And the reason why, like I said, I don't like that because... A lot of people who say those type of things, you are that too. Mm-hmm. Like if you were put into these situations where you didn't know exactly, you just had an inkling, and then you're going to be that person that stands up and then starts accusing people of stuff that you're not sure about.
Yeah.
I don't think that's most people.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not even me either. I would have to definitively know before I go out and I say something.
Yeah. And I think it's much easier to criticize when you're just watching something, hearing something, reading something, than to actually be in that position. Like, let's say a wrestler had worked 20 years of his life, day in, day out, just to fucking get to the WWE. Finally gets that contract. Here's some shit about Vince through the grapevine. Maybe that wrestler didn't know. And then he's like, well, I fucking sacrificed, like, the better part of my life for this. Am I going to fucking go on this, you know...
I finally pay my bills.
Yeah.
I don't have to live out of my car. Am I going to go on,
you know, fucking Instagram stories or start tweeting about what I heard about Vince? Or am I just going to fucking put my head down, do my job?
Or, like, now back in the day, there wasn't social media like this, right?
Right.
So they didn't have the court of the general internet of peers to go ahead and rain down.
Yeah.
Because at that point, money was power, right? So... There was nobody else. There was only here. He said, she said about certain things. So let's say, for example, something happened. It's like, well, it's my word against the most powerful person in this industry. Who the fuck is going to believe me? And then I'll get fired. Then I'll lose my job. People will, then he'll make stories about me, just like what happened to that announcer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also fear mongering that's happening too. So you just don't know.
Yeah. The intimidation factor is real for sure, especially with a guy like Vince, right?
Yeah.
Who's so aggressive and has the power, status, and money. Yeah. It's hard to, you know, like you said, at a time when social media wasn't a part of our daily lives, to go against the fucking juggernaut like that.
And I mean, that's why there's like organizations like AEW, and I bet you every single one of them hate Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And they want to go there because it's none of that shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a little snippet of some of these texts.
Yeah. Right?
But I'm going to change a lot of the words just to show you how fucking gruesome it is, because we could talk about it.
All right.
But if to read it out loud, I'm obviously there's some worse texts. This is where it begins.
Yeah.
He writes to Janelle. He goes, I love it. That's you, Janelle. Okay, we'll do the voice. You just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be so bad that you'll demand to be smashed. I'm replacing words twice a day, and not just with person in a three-way. Why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you explode? They'll go out of their minds. And this is, first of all, dude, this is the longest text I've ever read in my life.
It's like a wall of trash.
Yeah.
He's writing a fucking he's writing a fucking novel talking in porn cliche.
Yes. Like, what kind of weirdo fuck are you?
Just go to the comment section in Pornhub.
Exactly. The fact that this is a 70-year-old man, well, at the time, a 70-year-old man texting this, bro, you know? And he's like randomly capitalizing fucking, like, just words at random. It's just capitalizing like you and, you know,
this reminds me of, what is it called when they, it's a phrase I saw, somebody told me on JK News, where it's like they'll write fandom about like celebrities,
uh-huh,
and like create like porn scenario. This is how he's writing.
Yeah.
Fanfic.
Wheels knows what's up. My boy.
I don't write it.
Yeah, fanfic. Yeah.
Fanfics, yeah. Right? So they'll do this is what it sounds like. He's a sick. Look at this shit, dude. Then I'll find more friends that will tie you up so you're helpless. I'll direct them to have their way. I'll direct them to have their way any way they want. Exclamation mark. Who can make you scream the loudest? Quadruple exclamation mark. Maybe I'll just line them up and have them squirt in your mouth.
This guy, I swear to God, he wanted a stage and a mic to sing.
For real, dude. I think he's performing what he does on the WWF when he's on stage. This is some on weird her. Shit.
Yeah. And one thing, I mean, obviously the whole thing is heinous, but one thing in particular that just fucking irked me was he kept spelling pussy with an E-Y.
Oh, he's French, dude.
His biggest crime of all is
spelling pussy with that E.
No, and then here's the text about the him sharing it with the workers. I just passed my phone around to a bunch of guys on the tech crew. They were screaming. Oh my God, she's fucking beautiful. Look at that ass. I'd like to get that. I paused to count out loud how many guys there were. 12. I then said, okay, there's 12 of you and she would love to F each and every one of you at one time. The guys cheered, but she will only do it if she takes 3 at a time.
What?
That brought a huge reaction.
Let her know.
Yeah.
Get ready. Like, what? I mean, what the fuck?
And then he goes on to some explicit details of how this thing would unfold.
It sounds like, yeah, he got off on telling her and saying this shit.
Power.
To her. Yeah.
You know, control, right? So.
He really does have an obsession with a black penis.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm reading more of these texts. How many times can he say black dick?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to continually say this so many times?
You need your panties ripped off and 3 black dicks in all 3 holes at the same time.
What the fuck is wrong with this
way guy? Up your pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, this guy is just, he's a fucking menace, you know?
He's like, okay, if you guys ever have the time to read this or if you have the wherewithal to, it's so descriptive. He might as well have counted the hairs in her asshole at this point.
Yeah.
It's so graphically descriptive. It's like, it's almost hilarious to me because he's just like, let me just give you the most amount of evidence possible to fuck me over in the future. And let me write it in text with very, very specific descriptions.
Let me write a novel to you.
What are you, dumb?
You know, one of the most disturbing things that was brought to light with this was that Janelle Grant was saying that
there were times when
she said no.
Yeah.
And they said no means yes. And they would continue to.
And she said yes. And he goes, gotcha. Like, what the fuck?
No. She would continually say no. And they would continually rape her at that point, pretty much. You know?
Then these are other WWE employees.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something, girl. $3 million was not enough.
Well, yeah, this was going on before, during, and after work on like work hours. Yes. This isn't just off-site shit.
That's the thing. This is why WWE is also liable as a company.
Right, right.
So the thing is, in that lawsuit, there is no. She's not asking like for a specific number, but she's gonna get way more than E. Jean Carroll did off of Trump. If you guys don't know the news, Trump in a court of law, he was found to be liable for raping or sexually assaulting her at a department store. And then she wrote about it in a memoir. And then he went on to call her all these names and stuff. And so Trump's sycophants attacked her with like death threats and all that. So she sues him for defamation. She wins tens of millions of dollars. Then Trump goes on
again
to defame her.
Yeah.
So the second case won her $83 million.
Yeah. Now, whether or not she's going to get it is a different story.
I mean, he said on the stand that he has 400 cash, 400 mil cash.
Yeah, but good luck trying to, you know, actually get that from him, right?
He's dumb, too.
Yeah, he's
it's like, okay, so you lost the 10 mil. Let me just use another 80.
The ego. They will not. It will not allow them to accept that situation.
I think it just won't. I think on the stand they asked him like why'd you continue saying these things, and it was just like he wanted to hurt her. That's why.
I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, which is like, was that worth the 83 mil to like make your crazy fans go after her. Like, he was hoping that in turn she would get hurt.
Right.
Make her stop talking.
Right.
That's fucking evil.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
Look, I don't think there's any mystery about the character of this guy.
This is so weird, right?
And these types of people we're seeing.
It's the whole thing too, when I, you know, when we have this conversation with other people, and I always advise them to understand that, you know, when somebody says bad things about you online with a blah, 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 it's always bigger in your head than you actually think that it is, right? Obviously, in this case, it's probably not the greatest example, right? But even for somebody like me, I didn't even know about this, right? Mm-hmm. But now I do,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. But some people get so obsessed when somebody dislikes them or somebody says something bad about them that it becomes like an ego and power trip. They can't let it go. So what is something that's a situation that's this big, maybe in their mind, it's like this.
They will never take the L.
It's a fucking age old story of Hollywood, right? I mean, it's we see it time and time again. We've seen it time and time again in our lives, and it's always going to be the case. But again, it's like, well, knowing this, what do you do with that information? Do you continue to consume, you know, this entertainment coming out from this organization, not knowing who was guilty, who was not? Or do you just say, well, I see what happened, but I still find this enjoyable. So I'm going to continue to watch. I'm going to continue to, you know, support this company. And that's it. I move on with my life. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. To each their own with that.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I can't ever separate that. You know what I mean?
This is pretty fucking bad. I think, like, the thing that I was kind of disappointed in the most was, like, when you go online and you read comments from these guys, they're like, well, what's the full story of this? Well, she got money out of this, right? It's like, listen, dude, have you read those texts? Do you think any amount of money, like $3 million, which is fucking absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
She can't buy a house with that.
Exactly. Yeah. This woman got fucking raped.
Yeah.
By multiple men.
And
at the same time.
And here's the thing too, is that, like, people, I think, were asking why she decided to come forward with it. And she was saying that it's not just about me. It's to also speak out for the other women who are scared to say something about Vince.
100% this isn't the only girl.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. So, like, that the four hush money cases aside, I'm sure there's many other women who are involved in this or entangled in this whole, you know, situation, but just are scared to speak out.
And you got to understand, too, for her in this case, too, and how I see it as, is like, also, her reputation as a woman is wrecked. Like, she has been ran through. I mean, the social implications of that from how most people feel about women, right?
Yeah.
And her photo got out, too.
And her photo, her face, everything. Yeah. Like, there's so much things on the line. And so when I read, like, some of these, like, douchebag guys are on there, they're like, well, you did it for the money. Oh, really? She got her head shit on for three? I don't give a fuck how much money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is fucking crazy. Like, that shouldn't even be. And look, we know we've heard the stories about women who have tried to do this, right? But you got to look at things by case, right? You can't just go ahead and use a wide brush and start painting all these victims with the same thing.
Yeah.
Go case by case.
Yeah. And let's also point out, too, some people might be hearing this and might even be defending Vince, as horrible as that might be.
Like, say, the Tate brothers.
Yeah. Saying, oh, she willingly did all this. She wanted this. Yeah,
you got clothes.
Yeah.
You got a job. You got gifts. You got jewelry.
Yeah, what are you complaining about? Bags. This is what you asked for. But no, that's not what she asked for. And they're clear. Look, I'm gonna read a text here. I mean, this kind of pretty much sums it up. He goes, exactly. Baby, he's not the only one. Blank called me this afternoon begging to eat you and fuck you with his nice hard dick. And then she goes, give me another week, baby, and I'll be ready. I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon. Basically alluding to the fact that she has not been wanting to engage in this type of shit. And he goes, I already told him, baby. By the way, Johnny wants Tuesdays, but not this coming one, and the occasional Saturday, but maybe I could shift to the Thursday. This guy is talking about it like he's just fucking shifting around the meeting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or like a plan he has for a lunch or
exactly.
a dinner.
And it's like, how can you defend this over this person?
Yeah, like, and I think, you know, the people who might be defending Vince in this case aren't aware of the fact that, like...
Do you know, guys know what sex trafficking is?
Right. Like, when you're like under the thumb of somebody like that, who's manipulative, who has power, who has money, just saying no clearly... doesn't work, right? And sometimes you just feel trapped. It's like, you know, people who are in abusive relationships.
Yeah.
It's not because necessarily they're stupid and they don't know that they're getting abused. They just feel powerless, helpless, and kind of chained to this individual who's abusing them, or multiple individuals in this case who's abusing them. And so there's nothing to fucking defend here. It's horrible. It's an outrage, and this motherfucker should go to jail for the rest of his life, to be honest. But
that's the thing, the defense part, when they're saying he got her all these gifts. Yeah, because of what he did to her.
Exactly. Doesn't make up for that.
It doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
Like, she clocked in for a job, like a regular 9 to 5, dude.
Yeah, dude.
She got fucking trafficked to a bunch of men and was used and abused.
And the had to go to the hospital. About? Like, right. He would put toys that weren't supposed to go into her, and it got stuck, and she had was experiencing bleeding for days.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking nuts. What do you think? Like, a fucking mink coat makes it all better?
This is the Legion of Doom coming in, you know, like. But yeah, it's a pretty sad situation, because she obviously has things like PTSD.
Amount of money is going to help fix this woman. That's the thing too. Like,
yeah.
What is the cost for this? What is the price tag? Like, there is no price tag for this.
Right.
I'm literally actually kind of surprised she only asked for $3 million. I was like, I would fuck.
Well, I don't think she asked for it. That's what he offered her. Yeah. He said, this is what I'm going to give you. And also he kind of like guilt tripped her. He's like, hey, if you don't do this, like, this stuff is going to get out there. It's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt Linda. Like,
employees. Everything.
Yeah. It's like, do you want to really do that? You know? And so, again, the manipulation.
Yeah,
he's using his power, his money, his influence, and he's like emotionally manipulating her and making her think, oh man, yeah, I don't want to be a bad person. Yeah. I don't want to hurt somebody else, even though she's getting hurt for years of her life by this guy, emotionally and physically.
Yeah,
yeah. And so, fuck that. Fuck Vince. That's what it comes down to. Fuck that guy, dude.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of the Genius Brain Podcast. Let me know what you guys think in the bottom. Have you guys read about this? Have you heard about this? This is pretty fucking insane. I just found out about Stephen Hawking's asking for little people to do math equations.
I didn't know the detail of that either. I knew he was on the list, but that's fucking wild. That is,
This
world. I'm not sure if the chalkboard was the joke part, but then like the little people thing was the
real. Yeah, that was for real.
That's wild, man.
Well, Genius Brain every Sunday at 12 p.m. You guys could catch us every Sundays at 12 p.m. Give us a like, write in the comments below, share with your friends, get those views up. You guys can cop Secret Society, SCRTSOCIETY.com for your high quality fashion basic needs. You could catch Ed at Ed Park VP and also Ed at Ed 2. Ed has his own podcast called Bible Study.
This Ed.
Bible Study at Momo's. Momo or Momo's?
Momo.
Momo. Genius Brain every Sunday at 12 p.m. We'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.